That's Squeeze and Nirvana. Before that, it was Coldplay and Beyonce and Him for the Weekend. It's flying by the seat of our pants time because Piers has just arrived from the Brentwood Gazette, and we haven't had much chance to talk about the new edition of the Gazette, but we're so professional, the pair of us, that we don't need to bother too much about that. So we're going to be talking about three of the stories in the brand new edition of the Gazette, which is out first thing tomorrow morning. Shall we leave the front page until last?
Go on, then.
Well, yeah, swing your mic around a bit. There we go.
Go on, then. Yep.
That's better.
Yep, okay.
Yep, lovely. And so we'll start with this one. This £200,000 supercar. I mean, it's crazy spending that much money on a car, isn't it? I don't care how much money people have got. I think it's ridiculous spending £200,000 on a car. And what happened to it? Fill us in.
10 minutes after receiving it, on the back of a lorry, congratulations, here's your new £200,000 car, happy driving. 10 minutes later, wraps it round a tree.
That is a... is it a write-off? I suppose it's not.
I don't know if it's a write-off. I doubt very much.
No, if it's £200,000, it's difficult to write off.
I'm pretty sure it's not a write-off.
Yeah.
And remember, the engine of these things isn't in the front, it's in the back.
Okay, yeah, so yeah. It's the front that got smashed, isn't it?
Yeah, the front got smashed.
It's quite badly smashed, though.
You put the luggage in the front, I think. But anyway, so...
What a silly man. Was a man? A man driving?
Yeah.
What a silly man.
Yeah.
Do we know how he managed to do it?
We don't, actually.
Is he okay? He's okay.
Oh, no, he's fine, yeah, yeah.
He was crying.
It looks like he's just forgotten how much power is behind his back, in the back of the car.
Yeah,
the
maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
It's,
and just and touch the accelerator a bit too much, and before you know it, he's forgotten he's not in a Mini Cooper, but in something which can be a bit bigger.
For all the petrol heads listening, I will tell you what it is. It's a McLaren 650S Spider. I've got no idea exactly what sort of car it is.
They go fast, anyway.
They go faster.
Yeah.
So that's one of the stories.
Yeah, so that's one of the stories. So that's in that. We've also touched again, I know you've maybe touched on already in the past, but the Young Academy, which has been open for, 9 months now, something like that? So it opened in September.
Yeah.
It is asking, stroke ordering its students to quit the so-called TOWIE lingo. So phrases such as like, incorrectly used, obviously.
That's an American expression originally, isn't
it? Well, probably, yeah. So incorrectly using the word like literally has to be out. There's one phrase I'm not sure I agree with that they excluded, which is ain't. Now, I always thought that ain't was a perfectly acceptable English word, but there
ain't
you go. So
not, yeah. It's a colloquialism, isn't it?
Well, is it? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I always thought ain't was perfectly fine. But anyway.
Well, I'm older than you. I'd say ain't if I was trying to be a bit funny, but if I was using it in normal conversation, I probably wouldn't say ain't.
Well, yeah, maybe. Anyway, so they're asking, ordering students to, let's be clearer. So some of the other words they're using are geezer, which they say has to be got rid of.
Yeah. It depends on what context you're using these words, doesn't it, really?
Well, it does in a way, but they say...
I mean, if you're trying to be funny, then geezer's, okay, isn't it?
Well, exactly. I mean, it depends how you use them.
Yeah. Bloke is almost as bad as geezer, isn't it?
Well, but it depends how you use them. I mean, if some words... This is what makes the English language sort of so varied and colourful, that some words you can use appropriately at some times and inappropriately... for a job interview at another.
That's right. A lot of these words, you could use them in a kind of a tongue-in-cheek way, couldn't you?
Yeah.
If you're just having a fairly light-hearted conversation. Obviously, as you say, if you're being interviewed for a job, you probably wouldn't use
them. Now, I think the problem is that some of these children using these every day, thinking that's
okay. It's an okay word. Yeah.
That is the default word for whatever.
Which is not so good, is it?
Which isn't so good. Yeah. So they're trying to sort of like knock these default settings out of them, shall we say, because they say it's going to spoil their chance of getting a job.
Well, that's a good point, I think.
So we've asked the school about their views on that. And there's another story before we come to the front, just very quickly. The residents of Navestock, which is sort of out in the wild yonder, is up towards Romford Way, if you know that part of the world, are getting sick to death of the amount of fly tipping which is taking place in their back yard. There's one road in particular, just in Murthering Lane, which crosses the M25 over into Havering, if you know it. A week ago, there were a series of fly tipping incidents where fly tippers came along, dumped probably best part of a ton of stuff on the side of the road. The council were called out to spend most of the day clearing this stuff up with sort of little tiny JCB type things. That evening, someone else turned up with a car, which they torched, had to get rid of it. So they burnt a car in exactly the same spot. The council got rid of that. The next day, someone else turned up with a huge load of other stuff, illegally dumped.
Yeah. And there are no cameras there, obviously, are there?
Well,
if they had a camera there...
There aren't any cameras, but the people who are doing this, and let's not forget that the people who are doing this are probably taking a few quid in their back pocket to get rid of it, because normally someone who wants to get rid of a ton of stuff would have to pay landfill charges. So they ask, presumably, someone to say, can you get rid of this for me for 50 quid?
Yeah.
Someone says, sure, I know how to do it. Put it in the back of their dumper truck. They get rid of it for free. You know, they're in pocket by 50 quid. Someone else doesn't have to dish out thousands of pounds for a landfill charge.
Yeah.
Everyone's a winner, except for Brentwood Council taxpayers, who have to pay all this money getting cleared up. Last year, Brentwood Council spent £70,000 clearing up fly tipping stuff.
Okay. So, yeah. Is the council going to do anything about this?
Well, what else can they do? I mean,
they can stick a camera.
I was just going to come to that. So, the people doing this are apparently using Road Angel technology. So, the same cameras that detect traffic speeding cameras can be used to detect motion. Censored CCTV. So the cameras that activate with someone walking by can be detected by road angels. What do you do?
Yeah.
Okay. So we go to the front.
And this is a sad story, isn't it? It's a pub that's not very far from us, of course.
Well, it's not so far from you. It's just in the Ongar Road, the Rising Sun. The guy who's run it, owns it, has only been there for a couple of years. He's called Martin White. A week ago now, actually, he was in the pub serving up last orders when two balaclavaed thugs
walked into
the bar, yeah. Vaulted over the bar where he was standing behind.
Yeah.
Gave him a good old kick, punch up. He's suffered a broken eye socket as they tried to get the safe keys off him. He didn't give up.
Were there any other people in the pub?
There were, actually, and CCTV cameras show it. So if you go on the Gazette website, you can see all the CCTV cameras picking up the footage of this attack. There was a couple of other guys in the pub, so police obviously asking for any witnesses to this.
Yeah. So nobody obviously ran over to try and stop
it. Well, I mean, yeah.
There were dangerous looking guys.
There was a customer who was also involved in the incident, mm-hmm. and who was also given a bit of a scare as well. He didn't give up. He sort of bravely fought back, suffered a broken eye in this process. He's covered in bruises, but... the police want to know what's going on and see if anyone can help identify the people who did this, because, you know, it's a rotten thing.
Terrible thing, and, particularly in a pub, you expect
especially, they came out of nowhere, basically, and gave him a good punch up behind the bar.
Yeah, sad story. Anyway, that's on the front page of the Gazette, and the other stories, of course, are on the inside pages of the Gazette, the other stories we've been talking about. That's the new edition of the Brentwood Gazette. Piers has just popped in to have a chat about the new edition, which is out first thing tomorrow morning. And I must congratulate you on the new addition to the family.
Thank you very much.
You're looking a little bleary-eyed.
I'm a little bleary-eyed.
And you said that... What's your baby called?
Hector.
Hector. You said that Hector has got colic. I thought it was only horses that got colic, but apparently babies can get colic as well.
Babies can get a colic too, yeah.
And I guess they're pretty grumpy if they've got colic. Yeah. Okay, let's not go there. Anyway, congratulations.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks for popping in, Piers. And we're going to have a song right here from Kygo and Codaline.